Welcome back. In the rapidly evolving cryptocurrency industry, security priorities have undergone a fundamental transformation.
Absolutely. For years, the primary fear for investors and institutions was straightforward: losing private keys or falling victim to a custodial hack.
That concept, known as custody risk, focused on protecting the vault through cold storage, multi-signature wallets, and hardware devices.
However, the landscape is shifting.
A new threat has emerged that is arguably more insidious: execution risk.
This article outlines the evolution of crypto security, defines execution risk, and explains why credentials are the new frontier of vulnerability.
To understand the current threat, one must look at the history of digital asset protection.
In the early days of blockchain, security was binary.
You either had your private keys or you didn't.
If a hacker obtained your seed phrase, they had full control.
Consequently, the industry focused heavily on ensuring keys never left a secure environment.
While these measures remain essential, they are no longer the only vulnerability.
As the ecosystem grew to include decentralized applications, complex smart contracts, and cross-chain bridges, the complexity of the attack surface exploded.
We are no longer just storing value. We are storing logic and instructions that execute automatically.
This shift introduces a new layer of danger known as execution risk.
Execution risk refers to the potential for errors, bugs, or malicious manipulation in the code that processes transactions.
Unlike a lost private key, which is a static piece of data, execution risk is dynamic.
It involves smart contract bugs, oracle manipulation, and unexpected behaviors in automated trading protocols.
When funds are locked in a protocol, the security of those funds relies not just on the user's key, but on the integrity of the code that manages them.
A critical insight highlighted in the source material is that live credentials, not just private keys, are now the main attack surface.
In a traditional banking system, you might lose your debit card and receive a new one.
In crypto, credentials are often embedded in the code or tied to specific sessions and API keys.
Once a user interacts with a platform, they are essentially signing a contract that defines how their funds can be moved.
Hackers do not just need to steal your wallet. They can exploit the interactions your wallet has with third-party contracts.
If a contract allows for re-entrancy attacks or has a logic flaw, your funds can be drained regardless of how well you protected your keys.
Specific vectors of execution risk include a few key areas.
Like smart contract vulnerabilities.
Yes. Code written by developers can contain bugs. If a bridge contract has a flaw, users who interact with it are at risk.
And oracle manipulation.
DeFi protocols rely on external data sources. If an oracle is manipulated, the execution logic can trigger false transactions.
What about MEV?
Bots can sandwich transactions, forcing users to accept higher fees or worse execution prices than intended.
This shift requires a fundamental change in mindset for everyone involved in the crypto economy.
For individual users, simply holding assets in a cold wallet is no longer a complete security strategy.
Just because a platform is decentralized does not mean it is bug-free.
Audits are important, but they cannot guarantee safety against every form of execution risk.
For institutions, the implication is even more significant.
Banks and custodians cannot simply rely on multi-sig wallets. They need to implement rigorous smart contract auditing processes and potentially develop new security models that account for the execution environment.
The risk is no longer just who holds the key, but who wrote the rules the key executes.
the industry is beginning to adapt to this reality.
There is a rise in decentralized application security standards and the development of tools that can detect potential execution risks before users interact with them.
However, user education remains the most critical component.
Users need to understand that their interaction with a protocol is a trust event.
Every time you approve a transaction or connect a wallet, you are granting permissions that could be abused if the execution layer is compromised.
The transition from custody risk to execution risk is not a sign of weakness in the blockchain technology, but rather a sign of its maturity.
As the technology becomes more complex, the ways to attack it become more sophisticated.
Security is no longer just about storing secrets. It is about verifying logic.
By acknowledging that execution risk is the new custody risk, we can begin to build a more resilient financial infrastructure that protects users from the evolving threats of the digital age.
In summary, the golden age of simple key protection is over.
The future of crypto security lies in comprehensive risk management that balances key storage with rigorous execution auditing.
Staying informed about these shifting risks is the only way to navigate the future safely.